Virginia, 23255. Friends, the just shall live by faith. It is by grace through faith, not of ourselves, that we are saved, lest any man should boast. But we must obey rather than sacrifice. And if we want to please the Lord, we will keep His commandments. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint, America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and they're going to be rather controversial views tonight because I think this is such a vitally important subject, and the average American would find it very difficult to believe the degree of evil that we face today. And yet, of course, if you go into the background of cancer in America, you go back 80 years and you find out that about one in every 80 Americans would develop cancer. Today, it's one in every two or one in every three, depending on whether male or female. Why has there been such an increase in cancer? Well, we're told it's because of much more complicated living and pesticides and herbicides. And yes, they do play a part in this, but there are other factors that most people never consider. And that is the fact that there's an organized effort to actually to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And cancer is a very effective means of doing that. In fact, we even have a 4-CD set. And if you haven't heard it, you need to get it. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. It goes into a talk that was given by Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, who was very much in favor of population control. And as he told a group of physicians back in 1969, there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And that's why the program we're going to be doing this evening is so apropos. We're going to be talking about a book written by Ty Bollinger called Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Ty, thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Monte, thank you for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, why don't you, so that we carry Ty's book. We think it's an important book. And we want you, ladies and gentlemen, to understand what he has to say. So tell us, how did you get started in your study of cancer and the fact that there really are effective treatments that are being actively suppressed today?
Yeah, I got thrown headfirst into cancer research when my father was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 1996, on July the 1st, 1996. And he died 25 days later. He died in 25 days after diagnosis. It was the strangest thing to me, Dr. Monteith, because we had what looked to be a completely healthy man that had a 52-year-old man with a stomach ache, was then diagnosed with stomach cancer. They took out his entire stomach. They did a total gastrectomy. And he basically bled to death over the course of the next 25 days. He had 19 blood transfusions in 25 days, and he died basically from the surgery, from what I have deduced since then. So I dove headfirst into cancer research at that point, and I couldn't understand how a man that seemed to be healthy could be basically killed within 25 days from the modern medical treatments for cancer. And over the course of the next 8 years after Dad died, I lost two grandfathers, a grandmother, a cousin, uncle, and finally my mother to cancer. And what I began to learn over the course of my studies after Dad died and then really right as Mom was dying and I began to put this together for my book was that we are not just being withheld information that could help us, but we're being poisoned. I think that there is an intentional poisoning and intentional culling of people through cancer and other means today to reduce population. And that was, those were things that just shocked me.
Well, I think they would shock most people. In fact, most people would say that could not be true. And I will have to admit, I know exactly how you feel, because when I first got started dealing with the AIDS epidemic and trying to do what was logical to save lives, Dr. Lorraine Day told me this is all population control, Stan, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it until, well, someday you can read my book on the AIDS epidemic, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, my odyssey, as I finally came to realize how wrong I was.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Okay, hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I guess this evening, Ty Bollinger, we're talking about his book, Cancer, and basically we're talking about, really, there are effective treatments out there for cancer. They're being actively suppressed, and of course, I, having been a doctor, sympathize totally with the doctors. I think they're trying to do their best. They just don't know.
Yeah.
And when you go to medical school and you're taught, you know, you want to take care of patients, you want to cure patients, you cannot believe that there would be within organized medicine an effort to block effective treatments for cancer. That just sounds ridiculous. The idea that certainly the product in apricot seeds of the Laetril could actually cure cancer, why the government says it doesn't work. The government will give you all sorts of studies that have been done to prove that Laetril is totally ineffective, and the people who are selling it are just doing it to make money. And yet, of course, the people who treat cancer with chemotherapy make money. The people who treat cancer with radiation make money. The surgeon who cuts cancers out and cuts out the metastases make money. But if you actually use a product, and there are a number of them on the market today, that are effective, why you'll go to prison, because they do not want effective treatments. And you say, why would that be? Is that the people want to make money from basically all the very expensive cancer drugs? Some of them will cost you $100,000, $200,000 a year. And they don't really work very well, but they prolong your life for a few months. And yet, of course, it's not really about money, although that may be a factor. But I honestly believe it's about population control. And as incredible as it may seem, if you read the information in Ty's book, and certainly my treatise on the population control agenda, you can get it on the internet, Population Control Agenda. I hope you'll be convinced. Well, Ty, let's go through some of the treatments, or what are the messages you would like to get to our listeners today? How should we handle this interview?
Sure. Yeah, and I want to say I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm glad you made the point about doctors, most of them just not knowing. And so I try not to ever seem to demonize doctors. They're just doing what they've been taught. And the problem is not the doctors, it's the system of education, of medical education in this country that teaches doctors to practice drug-intensive type medicine. So I agree with you completely. Most doctors are altruistic and they're out for the good of their patients, and they couldn't believe that there could be cures that are being suppressed. As a matter of fact, they are probably some of the most brainwashed people on the planet, because they've had 10 years of postgraduate work in propaganda and indoctrination in medical school, and they're being brainwashed without knowing. I mean, that is the definition of brainwashing, isn't it? Being propagandized without you knowing that's being done to you, and that's really what's going on in the medical school. So it's not really, I don't blame the doctors at all. It's the system.
And you're absolutely right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, this is a very, very important book. It's a book I always wanted to write, never had a chance to, probably never will. And he's done a very good job of summarizing all of the treatments. Now, you can get these treatments, many of them, in Mexico today. But, of course, if you try to circulate things like ECT or Laetrile or other things here in the United States today, why, you would have an army of FDA officials and government officials after you, would send you off to prison, and the crime would be, you're saving people's lives. Our friend, Dr. Yeah. Brzezinski down in Texas, yeah. He had an effective, and he still has an effective treatment for cancer. And basically, they wanted to send him to prison. They tried repeatedly, not once, but twice, to send him to prison for 230 years. And what was his crime? They never claimed it, not once, that his product didn't work. The crime was that somebody had transported it across state boundaries, and because his product had been transported across state boundaries, they wanted to send this great humanitarian who's done so much to save so many people's lives to prison for 230 years. Ladies and gentlemen, could that really be true? Ty, you pick up the story, and I'm just going to be quiet and let you tell our listeners what you have discovered about, well, call it a population control, a movement, a cancer, a stimulation movement, the fact that people are dying all across America today. They're being murdered by people who believe in population control. And as Dr. Richard Day told the medical audience, and you can actually hear the story told by a man who attended the meeting, there are too many people in the world today. They might as well die of cancer. We have treatments, and this was 1969, we have treatments for cancer, and they are locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. Ty, you pick up the story.
Yeah, that's a great segue there, because you're talking about Brzezinski, and he's got a great treatment of the antineoplastons, and yeah, they've tried to throw him in jail many times, and his story kind of reminds me of Harry Hoxie's story. I'm sure you're familiar with Harry Hoxie with the Hoxie tonic.
Well, I'm familiar with it, but our audience probably isn't, so you go ahead and tell them, because you're not talking to me, you're talking to people all across America.
Gotcha.
Who was Harry Hoxie? Yeah. I mean, was he really a greedy fellow of wanting to get rich? Actually, the truth of the matter is, he was already rich.
He was a very wealthy man, yeah. Harry Hoxie, Texas businessman. His grandfather, great-grandfather actually, back in the 1800s, had noticed that when their horses got sick with cancer, they went and chewed on certain weeds and herbs out in the field and would tend to get better. And he brewed, he took that knowledge and ended up brewing up an herbal tea combined with several of these different herbs that he found out in the field that the horses basically led him to, because animals have an instinctive knowledge of what to eat when they're sick. And I believe that's given to them by God, their creator. And so he took those herbs, brewed them into a tea, the Hoxie tea, Hoxie tonic, And Harry, his grandson, actually Harry's father, was the first one to produce this tonic, but Harry really made it famous, and he opened up cancer clinics across the nation, and was literally curing hundreds, if not thousands, of people of late stage cancer with this Hoxie tonic. Their policy, his father said, Harry, you never ever withhold treatment from somebody if they don't have the money. And so, since they were already wealthy, they didn't need the money. They weren't doing this for money. He treated anybody that didn't have money for free. Try to go to a clinic today that'll do that, Dr. Monteith. You'd be hard pressed to find a conventional treatment center that'll treat you for free. But Harry did, and the FDA, AMA, the head of the AMA at that time was Lawrence Fishbein, and they wanted to buy out the tonic, and I believe they wanted to buy it and suppress it. Harry wouldn't sell it because he knew at that point that they would either charge an arm and a leg to get access to it, or they would just bury the treatment. And so it was at that time that Harry refused to sell out.
I thought that actually he agreed to sell, but with a proviso that they would give it away free if people didn't have any money. I could be mistaken, but
no, you know what? You're right. You're right. He did agree.
But of course, the Fishbein from the AMA wouldn't do that.
That's right.
Because they wanted to bury this. The last thing they wanted was an effective treatment for cancer, and so they actively suppressed it. Now, what is this? This must be what, 40 or 50 years ago?
This was late 30s, so 70, 80 years ago. But maybe not. No, I'm sorry. No, that was when he started. So, yeah, probably 40, 50 years ago. It's probably by the mid-50s to the mid-60s when this was happening, and he was forced out of the country, I want to say around 1970-ish time frame. And it was at that point that his head nurse, Mildred Nelson, began to run his clinic down in Tijuana, Mexico. It's called a biomedical center now, and it's still around. It's interesting that the attorney in Dallas that was responsible for throwing Harry in jail over 100 times, yes, that's not a typo, 100 times in jail, and a lot of these were just Trump's charges, and they tried to put him in jail for the same thing they tried to put Brzezinski in jail for breaking interstate commerce laws. But anyway, Al Templeton was the attorney in Dallas. Little known to Al, his brother Mike Templeton had terminal cancer, and he went to Harry Hoxie behind Al's back, and Harry cured him. It was at that point that Al became Harry's biggest advocate, and he was Harry's personal attorney at that point, protecting him from the unjust persecution and prosecution that he was undergoing. So that's an interesting story. But Mildred Nelson, also his head nurse, Harry had cured her mother. And she was a conventional nurse, and she thought that Harry was the biggest quack of the century until her mother was cured. And at that time, she became his head nurse and ran his clinic for him. So it's a very interesting story. All that to say that this is not something new that's happening with Brzezinski. It was going on 60, 70 years ago with Harry Hoxie, and it went on with Royal Raymond Rife. And the names are endless of people, doctors that have been curing cancer with natural means, that have been persecuted, prosecuted, thrown out of the country, thrown in jail, and or killed. For doing so.
Don't forget Rene Cassie. Who was Rene Cassie?
Rene Cassie. I'm not sure how to say it, but she was a lady up in northern United States that was friends with some Indians.
Well, I thought she was a Canadian, actually.
Was she Canadian?
I thought she was Canadian because she actually lived in the town where my wife lived.
Okay.
And
okay.
This is up in Ontario. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I was thinking she was from Minnesota for some reason, but okay, yeah, so she's a Canadian then, but she was a nurse, actually, and she was good friends with some native Indians, and they shared with her a herbal tonic that they had used to cure cancers and other diseases, and Cassie, C-A-I-S-S-E, if you spell that backwards, it's E-S-S-I-A-C, and that's Essiac, or Essek, and that's the very familiar tea called Essek tea, which is named after Casey, and she was the one that made it very popular up there in Canada and the northern United States. And that's actually one of the treatments that's still in my book, Essiac tea, which is still a very popular tea. My grandmother was actually diagnosed with terminal colon cancer in the late 1980s. She used Essiac tea for about a decade before she died, and went into complete remission, and for some reason, a couple years before she died, she quit using it. And I think that's probably one of the reasons that she didn't last any longer.
In fact, I'm looking on page 129 of your book, and it says, back in 1922, a Canadian nurse named Renee...
There we go.
Anyway, it's a fascinating story, ladies and gentlemen. People find this hard to believe. Well, of course, if you understand this, you can begin to understand some of the other things that are going on in the world today. This is an excellent book. We are going to carry it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you have a question or comment for Ty Bollinger, could this really be going on in the world today? If it is, how can we reach the medical profession, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have to learn it.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ty Bollinger. His book is Cancer Out of the Box, Cancer Out of the Box. And we think it's an excellent book. We think it's important. We're going to carry it because we want you to understand that there are effective treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed in our country today. Basically, Ty was just talking about certainly the Navarro family, and they, of course, had gone to Dr. Brzezinski. They wanted to have their son, Tommy Navarro, actually treated, and the government wouldn't allow it. The government killed that little boy because it would not allow him to have treatment that could have cured him. And Dr. Brzezinski's results with this type of brain cancer, I mean, it's universally fatal, and I think he gets probably 40 or 50% of cures with this. Somebody certainly at least have many improvements on it. And yet, we actually have an interview with Tommy Navarro's father. We have a four-tape set on the Brzezinski breakthrough, and we have a book on Brzezinski. The information is there. They're killing people today. They know what they're doing. Government officials killing them by the refusing to allow children to go to Dr. Brzezinski for treatment of cancers that are almost universally fatal with contemporary radiation and chemotherapy. And there's no surgical procedure for this. Well, our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Charlie calling from Ohio, our guest this evening, Ty Bollinger. And, of course, his book is Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Charlie, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, excellent program again. Ty.
Yep.
Do other countries suppress natural remedies? That's my first question.
Well, let's just take one question at a time. Do other countries suppress natural treatments, Ty?
You know, it depends on the country. There's a lot of countries in Europe that are much freer than we are concerning natural treatment. Germany is one country that if you're there, there's a lot of natural clinics. There's a lot of holistic clinics in Germany. But at the same time, if you live in Germany and you're trying to import, an herbal supplement or something like that to treat your cancer, it's not made there, then it's very difficult to get in the country due to Codex. So, I used to live in Panama. Panama is extremely difficult to get anything into, but if you live there, there's a lot of alternative clinics. So I guess it really depends upon the country. I would have to say that here in the States, it's at least easier for us to get the supplements, the herbal supplements and the different treatments that we would need, they're available. You may not be able, for instance, with Laetrile, vitamin B17 that we were talking about earlier, you can't sell that here, but it's easy to buy. I buy it from Mexico and they ship it into the country. It's relatively easy to get anything that you need here as far as supplementation, but at the same time, many of the clinics, as we were talking about earlier, Dr. Montes was mentioning, are down in Mexico. So it depends. I hope that's not a cop-out answer, but it really just depends on what you're talking about.
And, Charlie, you can get the treatments of Dr. Gerson's treatment. You can get the Laetrile. You can get Dr. Hoxie's treatment. You can get the ECAC treatment. They're all available across the border. But, of course, here in free America, we can't allow that because, of course, the government's interested in the health of our children. No, really, ladies and gentlemen, the real objective of so much of public health policy is population control.
Yeah.
That's why they've allowed the AIDS epidemic to kill over 600,000 Americans in this country and certainly tens of millions throughout the world. They could have stopped the AIDS epidemic. They refused to do it. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood by the AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Let me recommend it to you. Charlie, anything else?
The other question, a couple years ago, there was a boy about 8 years old. He had cancer, and his mother didn't want him to get chemo.
Yeah.
So she went in hiding.
Yeah.
And then she, under pressure, she went ahead and allowed him to go through the chemo. Whatever happened to that story? I forgot his name and everything.
Yeah, I think his name was Abraham Cherick. There was a boy, I think that's who. But there's many stories that are very similar to that. But I do remember the story of Abraham Cherick, who fits that description. And he was forced to do chemo, and honestly, I do not know what's happened to him.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, if it was for brain cancer, chemotherapy has very, very poor results long-term. I mean, you're talking about 1% or 2%.
Yeah.
Anything else, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. I know a gentleman that went to the Brzezinski Clinic because he had a brain tumor or cancer, whatever, and he said he had a wonderful success. He couldn't say enough good things about Dr. Brzezinski in the clinic.
Well, but you know, it's not perfect, you know. Certainly, they don't save everybody, but most of the people who go there are very, very grateful because they know they're trying. And an awful lot of people have been cured and certainly have lived, you know, they have prolonged their lives, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. There really are evil people in the world. And of course, the FDA is being used as an instrument to block effective treatment. Anything else you want to say, Charlie, before we let you go?
The gentleman that
Hold just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hang on there, Charlie. We'll get right back to you.
By farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ty Bollinger. His book is Cancer, Step Out of the Box. Step out of the box, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand that this is a very real problem. I mean, it used to be that 1 in 80 Americans had cancer. That was 100 years ago. Today, it's 1 in 2 or 1 in 3, depending upon whether you're a man or a woman. This is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing, but it is so preposterous. Who in their right mind would suppress treatments for cancer? Who in their right mind would poison our water and our air and our food and certainly our entire environment from intentionally to actually promote cancer? Basically, of course, they know that every tin can in America is lined with bisphenol, and bisphenol is a feminizing hormone. Of course, it actually increases femininity in men, and it's associated with women's diseases and tumors. They know that every single single can. And there are lots of substitutes. They've known this for 50 years, yeah. And they've done it anyway. And you say, who would do that? Well, why do we allow certainly, why do we outlaw methamphetamine in this country? But we allow smoking, we allow tobacco, when they know, but they don't have a good program to convince people of the danger of smoking. In fact, so many of the ads that they put out are frankly ridiculous. They never tell women, of course, that there's not simply cancer of the lung that they're going to get. They're going to get cancer of the breast. And most women would shudder at the thought of being certainly mutilated by having a breast taken off. And yet they know that tobacco increases the incidence of cancer of the breast. So why don't they ever mention that? But they don't, and it's very, very selective in what they tell us. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we invite your calls if you have a question for Ty. But, of course, one of the things he talks about is that many herbs and certain vitamins are actually protective against the developing cancers of one sort or another. So, Ty, why don't you get into that? Because that is really what is so vitally important that people should be doing, and of course, the average doctor really doesn't understand the importance of nutrition. I know when I went to medical school, we had one course an hour a week, I think, but we never really were taught about vitamins, minerals, or the importance as far as preventing disease. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right. Your story is typical. It's not just Dr. Monteith that didn't receive nutritional training in med school. None of the doctors do. They did not focus on nutrition, and so a lot of doctors get out of medical school and have not had even any, not even one course in nutrition. So I think that that's one of the missing links is good nutrition in our health, because as you mentioned, you have the aluminum cans that are lined with BPA, the bisphenol A. You've got all these genetically modified foods now. The study that just came out a couple of months ago showed, the first long-term study showed that these genetically modified foods are causing enormous cancerous tumors and sterility and early death in 70% of the rats that were tested. These are all, I was just talking to somebody after church last night, and I said, you know, why do they don't need to line us up and take us to the FEMA camps. We'll volunteer to eat their genetically modified foods that will sterilize and kill us. And if they declare some phony pandemic, we'll run and get in line to take the vaccine that's going to kill us. So, you know, why force it on us? I mean, we've got the sheeple here that are willing to do it themselves. Anyway, that's a side note. But when we're talking about nutrition, the herbal remedies for cancer are just amazing, some of the ones that I've researched. One of the ones in my book that I talk about that I think very highly of, I know that the doctor that formulated it, and I've actually co-authored a couple of books with him. His name is Dr. Michael Farley, and he developed a product that's called Life One, LifeOne, and it's on my website. It's in the book. And it's a herbal supplement. It's a liquid herbal. It's in a liposome. It's in a fat base so that the actives are delivered to the lymphatic system. It's made of chrysin and diandrolamethane, resveratrol, quercetin, green tea extract, selenium, turmeric, I believe. Is that eight? I don't know if that's all eight. But anyway, that's some of the ingredients in Life One. They all have different cytotoxic properties. They all kill cancer cells in different ways. And they all have different amino-stimulating properties. So the synergy of all of these herbs together is a fantastic herbal supplement. Now, of course, it's not sold as a cancer cure because you get thrown in jail if you talk about something curing cancer that's not a drug. The bottom line is it does cure cancer, and I can say that because I don't sell it. I don't have any affiliation with Life One. But Dr. Farley formulated it for his father who had brain cancer, who was sent home to die to hospice, and they told him he'd be dead within 2 weeks. And he began at that point. He said, okay, Mike, I'll take it. And he began taking Life One. He lived another 8 years, and he died of a cardiovascular problem when he went into surgery. They killed him through his heart surgery. So he didn't die of cancer. So that's one that's in the book that I think very highly of. My family takes Life One every day as a preventative and also just as an immune booster, because we need that. We need our immune systems to be running at full capacity because we haven't been bombarded.
This is what people have to understand. Basically, if your immune system is working, why, it'll kill off the cancer cells. We're producing cancer cells in our body all the time. You know, from the very young age, you're producing cancer cells that are just abnormal cells. But of course, if you have a proper immune system, they will kill them. And certainly, vitamin D3 is very important. Yep. The things that necessity, as Ty is mentioning, resveratrol is very important. And a number, certainly, of various herbs, and many of them are based upon spices. Ordinarily, I mean, in India and other countries, they use these spices, and they don't use them simply for the taste, but they know they actually preserve health. And certainly, turmeric, curcumin, quercetin comes from turmeric. And this is a traditional Indian spice, and yet it has tremendous medicinal properties. But certainly, there'd be no sense for a drug company to actually market that because you couldn't make any money on it. What you have to do is take a new molecule, get a patent on it, and then sell it to the people as if it's going to do something like Lipitor, which does far more harm than good. And they made billions and billions of dollars on that. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that so much of what we're being told today about the relationship between cholesterol and heart disease is simply not true. And they know that, but the last thing, they want the public to learn it, because we're talking about billions of dollars for Lipitor and other cholesterol-lowering drugs, which if you look at the studies, you realize they're very, very little good at all. Let's go to Cam. Sam is calling us from Kentucky. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. How are we doing, Sam? Do you have a question or comment?
Good evening. Yeah, I have a question. I wonder if Ty has any, what he would recommend for someone who has non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Basically, of course, he can't recommend specifically for that, but you need to get the information on how to build up the immune system. Would you have any, Ty, you go ahead and answer that as best you can.
You know, I honestly, I couldn't quite hear the question.
He wants to know if you have a non-toxic lymphoma?
Non-Hodgkin.
Right.
Okay. You know what, as Dr. Monty said, I can't recommend any treatments, but I can tell you a story of a patient that I just have been helping in the last couple of months that has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's actually taking the Life One supplement that I just told you about. So if you go to my website, cancertruth.net, and if you search for Life One, LIFEONE, you can read about Life One. And so I do know that there's at least one person currently on Life One that has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that's doing extremely well. And the studies are there. If you go to the website, you click through to the Life One website, you can look at the studies they've done. They've done extensive testing on 8 different strains of cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I believe, is one of those that they've studied. They've just done studies on.
Well, what was that website again?
Cancertruth.net.
Cancertruth.net.
I got another comment.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I was wondering what you both thought of all, you know, when they have all this promotion, like, you know, football. You know, 1 month, the guys are wearing the pink uniforms, and you got all these fundraisers for cancer. But you always hear about, getting money for treatment and people, but never anything about prevention, it seems like.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that?
I think that the whole Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you know, the run for the cure, the pink, it's a bunch of hooey. Most of the money that comes in for those types of events and for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month is going to the American the Susan Komen Foundation, actually, that sponsors that, is going to pay multi-million-dollar executive salaries and so on. I mean, if you look at the American Cancer Society, who everybody thinks is the nonprofit that's going to help us find a cure for cancer. Last year, 84% of their revenues that came in went to overhead and marketing, and only 16% went to research. And so there is no emphasis on prevention because there's no money in prevention. There's only money in treating. And if you look at the inception of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it was initially sponsored by AstraZeneca, which is the company that manufactures tamoxifen, which is the primary drug that's used to treat breast cancer awareness, and it's a known carcinogen. 1996, the World Health Organization declared tamoxifen to be a class 1 carcinogen. So you have Breast Cancer Awareness Month being the inception or the genesis of that came from a company that manufactures the drug that's used to treat breast cancer that actually causes breast cancer.
Yeah, I find it quite annoying myself. And I got a phone call once about, I don't know what organization was, but sometimes I forget, but I like to try to remember to ask them that question, what percent of the money is going to go to the actual, you know, work. And Yeah, I think they gave me the number. 80% goes to administration and fundraising.
Yeah, it's always between 80% and 85% the last few years that goes just to overhead and to fundraising and marketing, and only anywhere from 15% to 20% of it goes to the actual research. And the research is going into what? It's going into drug research. So even that's not good research.
And I think, Sam, what you have to understand is they have to give the impression they're trying to find a cure for cancer. They have the cures for cancer. They have the treatments for cancer, but they're being actively suppressed. And if you never have read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, or heard our four-tape set on suddenly Dr. Brzezinski, you'll want to weep to understand what this man has gone through.
Yeah.
And when they've tried to send to prison for 230 years because he had an effective treatment, and they never denied that. They never denied his treatment was effective.
Yep.
But they do not want a treatment for cancer. They want the people to suffer and die. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks very much, Sam. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Ty Bollinger. His book, Cancer, Step Out of the Box. And we think it's an important book because he certainly goes into not only the background of cancer, what cancer is, and, of course, the failures of conventional treatment, but, of course, getting into the background of the treatments that have worked, and then, of course, what you can do certainly to avoid it. And the most important thing is to boost your immune system so your body will fight this before the cancer develops. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is the immune system is the key. As you mentioned earlier, Dr. Monteith, we are all producing cancer cells every day. Everybody that's listening to this program is producing cancer cells. However, a normally healthy immune system is going to be able to quarantine those cells, fend off those cells, kill those cells, however you want to put it, to where your body takes care of that cancer, and you're not diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. It doesn't form tumors that metastasize to other organs and eventually kill you. A normally fully functioning immune system will take care of that. And so that is why I believe that we're being bombarded with these, with the fluoride, with the chemtrails, with the vaccinations, with all of these immunosuppressive agents that are in the vaccine. That's why we're getting genetically modified foods that are causing cancers, that we're being pelted. And the reason is, as Dr. Monteith has said, and I didn't used to believe this, but years of research have led me to the same conclusion, that it is eugenics. It's population reduction. I mean, heck, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones outside of Atlanta, Georgia, it says on there that the goal of society should be, what, 500 million population on Earth?
Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature is the first of the Ten Commandments there. But those Ten Commandments come from a different God. Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature.
Yeah, so you look at the eugenicists that are behind a lot. The Rockefellers, you talk about the Rockefellers. They have had a huge influence on modern medicine. I mean, when you go back to the Flexner Report, which they funded the Flexner Report, which eventually is the reason that modern medical schools teach drug-intensive medicine. They were the ones that ended up through, what was his name, Kalman, Franz Kalman, one of Rockefeller's right-hand men at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, eventually funded Planned Parenthood. They're the ones that funded Margaret Sanger and what was it, the Birth Control League at first. It was Sanger, and didn't that become Planned Parenthood?
It may very well have. I'm not going to comment because I'm not certain. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, when you look at it, there's definitely a eugenics agenda. I mean, they hide it in plain sight. They will tell you on the Georgia Guidestones, yes, we need to have the Earth population of 500 million. They tell you in plain sight. You got Prince Philip in the mid-1970s said that if he died, he would like to come back as a deadly virus to exterminate 80% of the world because the world's overpopulated.
Well, we're going to have to go to Dale, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Dale. How are we doing?
Well, fine, doctor. What I'd like to bring your attention to, another book about a doctor named Dr. Cook, K-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
And this Susan Calm, she wrote the book. She was cured by him with his drug, which was Gloxylide, G-L-Y-O-X-Y-L-I-D-E. Now, this lady, Susan Calm, She wrote this book. It's about 700 pages long, and the title of the book is Cancer Cures Crucified. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. And here's what they had to say about Dr. Cook. Dr. Cook is one of the greatest, if not the world's greatest, living biochemist. And he had a very good background in education. He was an instructor of histology at University of Michigan. He's a professor of physiology at Detroit College of Medicine in the 1914 and 1919.
Okay, anyway, fine. Well, we will certainly look into it, and I appreciate so much your calling, Dale, to bring that to our attention. And there are other effective treatments out there. Do you know anything at all about Dr. Cook, Ty?
Yeah, I've read about Dr. I always called it Coke, but yeah, it's spelled K-O-C-H, and yeah, glyoxylide was his treatment. Not real familiar with it, but I have read about him, but I couldn't give you all the details of the treatment.
Okay, fine. Well, Dale, thank you so very much. Appreciate that. That's just one of many treatments that are out there, and I think it's so important people understand that there are treatments for cancer. Every time you take a vaccination or... Do you know what's in that vaccine? Have you read the products? You realize that so many of them have aspartame and certainly MSG that lower your immune system. So many of them will have aluminum. So many of them will have thimerosal, mercury, and other compounds. So many will have formaldehyde. Why would you put formaldehyde in there? Oh, it's going to boost the immune system. Well, what else are they putting in? Are there any vaccines? Are there any other viruses? Are there cancer viruses? That's what they had, the original polio vaccine. And actually, the original Sabin vaccine had a SV40, the simian virus, 40 cancer virus. 30 million people are infected with it today. 30 million people are infected with the cancer virus due to the polio.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
one in two men today.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Ty Bollinger. Ty, one more time, I want you to go ahead and get your website out there, and so people can get hold of you, get your free newsletter. Incidentally, I'd appreciate if you'd put certainly me on your list. I'd love to get your newsletter. But how can people get to your website?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put you on the newsletter. My website, again, cancertruth.net, cancertruth.net.
Okay, fine. We have one more caller. We're not going to take any more, but we have Charlie calling in about bone cancer. What do you want to ask, Charlie?
Yeah, a friend of mine, he has bone cancer, and I think he went the whole treatment of chemo and everything.
Oh, no, is this metastatic brain cancer, bone cancer? Is this a common place where people, the cancer will spread to? Was this primarily in the bone or secondarily in the bone?
I'm guessing primarily in the bone.
What bones is it in today?
I can't remember. I'm guessing the legs. I'm thinking.
All right, fine. What was your question?
Does Ty have a remedies, natural cures for bone, any kind of bone cancer?
You know, there are many treatments in the book that I know have worked well with cancers, with bone cancer. I would not say that I would recommend any of them, but I know I can name you some people that I know that have used SEACT successfully with bone cancer. I know many people that have used hyperthermia with bone cancer successfully. I know many people that have used Life One, the herbal remedy I talked about, with bone cancer successfully. I know many people that have used the Hoxie treatment with bone cancer.
So Charlie, I suspect you get the book and you read about it, and the information is this is an excellent, excellent book. Okay?
I'll do that.
God
okay.
bless. Thanks very
Thank
much.
You. God bless.
And, of course, I'm going to let you go, Ty. We'll get you on. I think we have what you want, one of our other programs tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah.
And this is the time. Bye-bye. Good night. God bless. And this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us financially, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to advertise on our programs, to donate, to get our products. We've got all sorts of important things. We are going to carry this book. It's called Cancer, Step Out of the Box. Cancer, Step Out of the Box. And again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? We actually carry the book on Brzezinski, the Brzezinski Breakthrough. We have a four-tape or four-CD set on Brzezinski, including the interview with the Navarro. He's actually, he thinks he's a Marine Corps colonel, lieutenant colonel, something like that. Lieutenant Colonel Navarro, who had to go into hiding to hide his son from the Federal Drug Administration and public health officials who wanted to kill him, and they eventually succeeded. Fascinating, touching story, an interview with Lieutenant Colonel Navarro, and then, of course, interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and others on a very effective treatment that's being actively suppressed today. We carry the book, Why Do We Still Have the Laetrile? It goes into the background of Laetrile. We actually have a four-tape set on Laetrile. We have so many four-tape sets on our website. You need to get the information. Go to RadioLiberty.com, which is our website. RadioLiberty.com, or certainly I hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting the material we have. If you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, again, is RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the Internet, certainly on iPhone, iPad, even on a telephone, 24 hours a day. I get our afternoon programs. Again, you can get all the details at our website, RadioLiberty.com. Find me at our website, www.RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers. We ask you to pray that the doctors of this country will learn what's going on. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Noah Hutchinson, and certainly our friend Sean Leffler, and the others who are out there on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Kevin Fisher. Hi, Kevin. How are we doing?
Hi, it's nice to be with you, Dr. Mantis.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Why don't you sort of introduce yourself to our listeners so they know who you are and certainly what you're concerned about?
I'm Kevin Fisher. I live near Nashville, Tennessee. I work for the state of Tennessee the last 28 years, but in the part-time, I've been working with the discoveries that Ron Wyatt made, the late Ron Wyatt, who was an amateur archaeologist, a biblical archaeologist, who, through the Lord's leading, was able to locate the remains of Noah's Ark, Sodom and Gomorrah, the Red Sea crossing, Mount Sinai, and the Ark of the Covenant. And I've been able to go over to most of these places, see the evidence there, and we have the information documented on our website, arkdiscovery.com. But these discoveries are amazing, they're exciting, and it's evidence we're near the end of time, and God is bringing out evidence of truth here for mankind to see.
Well, basically, first, we had the opportunity of interviewing Ron, certainly before he passed away. And then he has passed away. I contacted his widow recently, and she suggested we talk to Kevin to get information on this subject. And I think it's vitally important because, of course, what we've been told about the location of Mount Sinai is just not true. Basically, what we've been told about the location of the Ark is not true. I think God blessed Ron Wyatt's work, and we have a fascinating four-tape set on Noah's Ark, but of course it goes into all of these certainly discoveries. And basically, of course, I've been, I think, six times to the Holy Land, and every time we go around down to Masada, which is on the west shore of the Dead Sea, we always say to the guide, well, where is Sodom and Gomorrah? And they say, oh, it's someplace around here. And yet, of course, it's there. I have other friends who've actually been there. And basically, the ruins are still there. And for some reason, why, of course, did they never take the tourists to see what's left of Sodom and Gomorrah? And, of course, we're told, as it was in the days of Sodom and of Noah, and certainly in Sodom and Gomorrah, this is it's going to be when the Lord returns. So basically, why don't we start off with Sodom and Gomorrah? What's there? I mean, why don't they, when tourists go there, why don't they take them to the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah? I've never understood that.
There are some groups in the past that would go to the site, but it was several years back that a tour group was looking down through a hole in some of the remains, and others came around to look in this hole, and it fell down. These are ashen remains, former buildings. And there's hollow areas inside these. And it fell down, and five people suffocated in the ash. And so nowadays, there's not many people being taken out there by tour groups. But some tour groups do stop and just let the visitors see from a distance.
The amazing thing, one of my friends was there, and of course I know that Ron Wyatt had talked about the little sulfur balls that are still there. That basically my friend got some of the sulfur balls.
That's right. That's evidence, you know, of these sites. It's a marker left behind. It's sulfur or brimstone that God rained down, and it's unique. It's monoclinic sulfur, as opposed to the natural rhombic sulfur that you see in a volcanic region that's only approximately 50% sulfur. These contain a 98% pure sulfur.
And based on understanding, my understanding is that this, the walls, of the ashen walls, some of the buildings are still there, the streets are still there. Is that true?
Yes, there are man-made formations still there. You can see
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gomorrah is below Masada.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. We'll be back
sure.
In just a moment here.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kevin was just simply talking about, you can see the ashen remains, the doorways, archways, there is Sydney, and we have talked to several people who've been there, and I hope if we ever get back to the Holy Land again, we can go there, but ordinarily, the tour groups just do not go there, but here it was with Sodom and Gomorrah, and basically the limestone was made up the walls of the building, and Sydney, even though it burned, the ashes are still there. Well, let's get on to some of the other major certainly scientific discoveries that certainly Ron Wyatt made. What would be the next most important, or maybe the most important thing that Ron Wyatt really discovered?
Well, the Ark of the Covenant is the ultimate that he found.
All right, fine. Do you want to talk about the Ark of the Covenant? Because basically, this is the key to everything going on, to the rebuilding of the temple. Certainly the Jews, the rabbis, the traditional Jews, certainly want to rebuild the temple, and they want to put the Ark of the Covenant in there. And my understanding is that they certainly accepted what Ron said about it, but they've left the Ark of the Covenant where it is, because of course they fear that of course if the Arabs knew where it was, they would destroy it. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, and I think they are concerned about how to actually move it. It was around 1995 that there were six Jewish priests that attempted to try to reach the Ark, and in the process, they were all killed. And so God is protecting it for a certain time to be brought out. And they at that time, they asked Ron Wyatt to pull out their bodies out of the tunnel, which leads to the Ark of the Covenant. And so there's a special time when God wants this to come out. And sometimes man is unwilling to wait for God's timing. But let me just give you a little background with Ron Wyatt. In 1976, he had a burden for souls and was praying to the Lord, "Lord, help me find something that will help someone get to heaven." So in 1977, the next year, he went out to the Mount Ararat area, and he had 3 days in the area. He had a two-week vacation from his work as a nurse anesthetist here in Nashville, and he had 3 days out there to actually do field work to look for the Noah's Ark site. It had been found in 1960 using aerial photographs. They were able to locate it, and that group went out there, and they assumed that it was just a natural formation. But Ron and his two sons prayed that God would help them find the Ark. And as they were driving around, they didn't know where to look, but they had a taxi driver, and their taxi stopped, just stopped totally. And they jumped out and put a pile of rocks there. They got back in. The taxi started again. And after a while, the taxi stopped, just quit running. And they jumped out, put another pile of stones there. And it happened a third time. And the next day, they went back to these piles of stones and walked out from them. And what they found was large anchor stones that hung from the Ark, the remains of some structure or house associated with Noah and his family, and then the remains of the actual Ark site. And so these were miracles that God performed to help Ron find the Noah's Ark site today, which is a national treasure, a national park. There's a visitor center overlooking it. And so this was 1977. Ron found that.
Now, basically, of course, this is in Turkey. The Turkish government acknowledges this as the site. And, of course, everything is done to play that down and ridicule that idea. And certainly everything has been done to say this isn't the right site at all. And yet, of course, I've seen pictures of those anchor stones. Could you describe those anchor stones for our listeners? Because, basically, here they're sitting out in the middle, you know, of nowhere. I don't know how far away from the closest body of water. And yet we see them, they are anchor stones, a massive piece of granite. But could you describe those anchor stones? Because I'm sure you've seen them as well, haven't you?
Yes, I've seen approximately six of them. They range in height from 4 feet up to 11 feet in height. They have a hole drilled through the top of them. And what they did... Noah's family put a rope through there and tied a knot, and these were anchor stones that hung from the Ark to help point the Ark in a certain direction, to help give the Ark a smoother ride. And early Christians came through this area and inscribed crosses on these stones. So on some of these stones, you'll see just eight crosses, one large one representing Noah, second smallest cross representing Mrs. Noah, three smaller crosses representing the three sons, and then the three smallest crosses representing the wives of the son. So that's the biblical story right there of the flood and the Noah's Ark story right there with these crosses.
And so
early Christians.
I think people have to understand, we're talking about something that took place about maybe 4,300, 4,400
yeah.
years ago. That'd be about right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that time period, 4,400 years was when Noah certainly was on the Ark. And then, of course, and it's 2,000 years later, why the Christians would, 2,400 years later, why Christ was born. And Christians then marked these anchor stones with the crosses. But they'd been sitting there for 2,400 years before the Christians got to them.
Exactly. So... in 77, he finds the Noah's Ark. The next year, he's impressed to look for the Red Sea crossing. And they look at a new area associated with mountains, which Josephus spoke of mountains obstructing their flight. And in Exodus, it mentions that they were entangled in the wilderness, which could imply the mountain. And so he went to a new body of water, the Gulf of Aqaba, the right-hand finger of the Red Sea. And it's there that he found a column laying in the water. It had fallen over. And he theorized that was used to mark the site. And they went scuba diving out from there, and they found the remains of chariot wheels in the water there. And this was 1978, the year after finding Noah's Ark. And by finding that spot, he knew then that Mount Sinai had to be over in Saudi Arabia, not in the Sinai Peninsula. That was a unique thought. Most people hadn't thought of Mount Sinai being over in Saudi Arabia.
And basically, of course, when you go on the tours over there, why, of course, you go down through Saudi Arabia, through the Sinai Desert down to Egypt. And basically, they say, and there is Mount Sinai there, in the Sinai Desert. But, of course, and people go up there, and there's a monastery up at the very top. And for thousands of years, they've thought that was Mount Sinai, where, of course, they had the crosses. They went after Moses led the children of Israel, led the Jews out of Egypt. Moses led them out of Egypt. They crossed the Red Sea, and then they went up on Mount Sinai. And remember, Moses went up there for 40 days, and he got the Ten Commandments. He came down the story. The golden calf, all of that. But of course, is the area that we consider Mount Sinai today the real Mount Sinai? Well, apparently, this was picked by Constantine's mother, and she said, well, this has got to be Mount Sinai. So it has been Mount Sinai for, about 1700 years. But is it the real Mount Sinai? And that was really what was so exciting about certainly Ron Wyatt's discovery, because he was challenging what had been accepted by Christians for 1700 or more years, that the Mount Sinai that everybody was going to had been accepted by the Catholic churches wasn't really the Mount Sinai, the true Mount Sinai. So what did Ron find and discover?
So, yes, it was around 1984 that Ron walked into Saudi Arabia. You cannot get a tourist visa into Saudi Arabia. You just can't. Even today, you cannot. So they walked across the border and went over into Saudi Arabia. That area there of northwestern Saudi Arabia, across from Nuweiba, Egypt, the Red Sea crossing area, that area is labeled as Midian on the map. Now, that is what the Bible says where Mount Sinai should be, in Midian. So it's amazing. You can see that on any map, that Midian there in northwest Saudi Arabia is where Mount Sinai should be. And he was able to locate the burned, blackened peak of Mount Sinai over there. And there was also a split rock that Moses struck. It's 60 feet tall. You can walk through the split in the rock. There's water erosion around it. He found the remains of columns at the base of Mount Sinai. He found the large altar stones with Egyptian-style petroglyphs on them, where the children of Israel have placed a golden calf on top of these stones. And so this was amazing evidence, and he did show this to the Saudi authorities the next year. In 84, they actually accused him of being a spy, and he had to spend 76 days in jail awaiting execution, but the Lord brought him out of that. He was on national news telling about this. And so in 85, the Saudi authorities invited him back, and he showed them this evidence once again, and there was a matching column on the Saudi Arabian shore with Hebrew writing mentioning the name Solomon, Mizraim, which means Egypt, death, Yahweh, water. And so there's matching columns on either side of the Red Sea crossing.
And basically, of course, some people said that Solomon had put that up. Do you think that's accurate?
Yes, Solomon's Seaport, Eilat, was right at the northern end of that body of water, and the northern end of the Gulf of Aqaba was his seaport. So 400 years after the crossing of the Red Sea, he knew where the spot was.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with our guest, Kevin Fisher. But these are some of the most exciting archaeological findings, and they were done by certainly a part-time archaeologist, a nurse anesthesiologist, a remarkable man who I believe God has specifically blessed to point out where all of the...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Down inside this box.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kevin is simply describing the place where the Ark of the Covenant is. And basically, of course, Ark of the Sydney of Ron was given permission by the people who run the Israeli government and certainly control all the biblically important things to actually, they gave him the right to go digging. Now, they don't ordinarily do that to Americans, allow them to have archaeological digs, but they did that with Ron because, of course, he had really, I honestly believe, that God had given him a special gift. He had actually found the Ark of the Covenant. He'd actually found Noah's Ark. He'd found the true Mount Sinai. He'd found the crossing of the Red Sea. And he had found Sodom and Gomorrah. And basically, of course, when they heard about this, they told him to look for the Ark of the Covenant. He miraculously, suddenly without intentionally, had actually pointed to the point where it was and said, it's there, without willfully or doing that at all. And this was God's actually utilizing him, and so he spent several years digging, and he got down into the caves that certainly undermined that whole area of Jerusalem there outside the wall. Now, I've been there a number of times, and most people who have taken the trips over to Israel never get to some of the most important sites, and we actually only got to this one site on our own, basically because we couldn't get to, I think we were going to Emmaus, and there was terrorist activity there, so they couldn't take us to Emmaus, so they basically took us to the caves under Jerusalem, and basically just to the, if you know anything about Jerusalem, just before you go through the Damascus Gate, on either side there's a sort of a stairway, and you can go down the stairway on the left side going in, and there's a little doorway there, and you pay a dollar, and you go into these massive caves underlining the city of Jerusalem. And basically, of course, there are other caves going back over towards Jeremiah's grotto, and those are all blocked off. You can't get into them, but it is in that area where the Ark of the Covenant is. Would that be a fair assessment, Kevin?
That's true, yeah. Zedekiah's cave, or Solomon's quarries there, is where the Ark was originally dropped down, basically lowered from inside Jerusalem down into that cave system. And Jeremiah's men, this is in 586 B.C., the city was surrounded by a Babylonian army. And they knew the city was going to be overtaken. And so they had to secret the Ark and the temple furnishings away to a safe hiding place. They dropped it down into Zedekiah's cave. They took it up a tunnel system leading out from that area, going about approximately 375 feet to the north, and they put it inside this cave and blocked it up, and it sat there until the time of Jesus. And these crossholes that Ron found in the excavation, they happened to be above this cave, 20 feet above, through solid bedrock. And come to find out, this dark substance that fell through the crack in the ceiling of the cave came down through the cross hole up above. What happened was Jesus was crucified directly above this cave. And the Bible mentions the rocks were rent. And there was a crack in the cross hole that led down to this cave. And it mentions that Jesus' side was pierced after he had died, and blood and water came out, and this blood and water fell down onto the rocks below and through this crack next to the cross hole, and it fell down through that crack onto the Ark of the Covenant hidden inside this stone box, and that blood anointed the Most Holy, the Ark of the Covenant. In the temple system, the most holy place is called that because the Ark of the Covenant is considered the most holy.
Now, I think the thing is that nobody has been able to touch the Ark. In fact, if you touch the Ark, well, you died. I mean, that was the tradition. And yet, Ron Wyatt was able to actually touch the Ark, wasn't he? Or did he?
Yeah, his fourth trip into the cave, there were four angels that appeared, and they asked him to set up his video camera, videotape what was to happen. They lifted up the mercy seat and they told him to take out the Ten Commandments. And in the process, he did touch the ark, but he was doing as they asked him to do, and that was to remove the Ten Commandments, which was amazing.
Well, and, did he put them back in again, or what?
They're on a shelf in the cave there where the Ark of the Covenant is resting.
Did he have pictures of this at all or not?
This is all videotaped, but the video is there in the cave for safekeeping.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment. This is an incredible...
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Kevin Fisher, who is takes tours over to the Holy Land, takes people who really want to see the sites that Ron Wyatt had found. And basically, this whole story is really sort of incredible. And we've had the privilege of being to Israel on a number of occasions. One place, of course, you wanted to go is to walk on the top of the wall there that surrounds the city of Jerusalem. And basically, of course, one of my favorite sites is a site where certainly Chinese Gordon, General Chinese Gordon, one of the most famous of all British generals, had been walking that wall somewhere about the beginning of the 20th century, about 1900, a little earlier than that perhaps, and certainly probably around maybe 1895. And as he walked on that wall, he looked over certainly at the there's a Suddenly, sort of a cliff of an area there, sort of a side, suddenly a rock formation. And he saw a human skull there. And he looked at it, and you stand on the wall, and you can look over, and you can see the eyes and the nose and the mouth of the skull. And Chinese Gordon said, General Gordon, that is Golgotha. That is the place of the skull where Jesus was crucified. So he actually then began collecting money, and he was able to actually buy up an area immediately adjacent to the skull there on the face of the escarpment. And basically there they found a garden, and they found a tomb. They found certainly a cistern, massive cistern, over that they supplied water. I mean, it's an amazing place. Basically, the Catholic tradition has one area where Jesus was supposed to be crucified. But of course, the Protestants go to the garden tomb, and that's where this is, the garden tomb. Well, it's just adjacent to that point, just at the base of the skull on the face of the escarpment, where, of course, Jeremiah's grotto is, and somewhere adjacent to that, we won't go into too much detail, but about several hundred feet away from that, and the tunnels that undermine that whole area, is where the Ark of the Covenant is today. At least that's where we believe it. Is that correct, Kevin?
That's true. That's an accurate account.
Now, could you tell us what happened? Apparently, there were a number of Jewish rabbis who thought that they'd go in there and, of course, certainly get the Ark of the Covenant, because, of course, this is so very important to the Jews. What actually happened? Could you give us that story?
Yes. During Ron's excavation, he would turn over items to them, and they did come to the conclusion, that he was telling the truth, that he had found the Ark of the Covenant. One of the things he turned over was this ivory pomegranate. It's 1 3/4 inches in height, but it's the only known object from the First Temple, and it's in the Israel Museum there under guard. But there's no history behind the excavation of that piece, because Ron Wyatt found it, and his excavations were basically secret. They were not public. And so by him turning over items to them, they did believe him. And a problem that they have is the Ark is resting on Eastern Jerusalem side, and that is controlled by the Palestinians. So it's not technically in a Jewish-controlled area. And so one of the things they want to do would be to move the Ark away from that area over into the side that's controlled by the Jews. So they sent 6 men up this tunnel dressed in Levitical garb of the family of Kohath from the tribe of Levi. And these 6 men going up the tunnel were all struck dead. All their eyes were crossed as if perhaps they had a stroke or something. And, Ron, they called up Ron and asked him to come down there to Zedekiah's cave, and he rolled each one of the bodies onto a rescue basket and pulled them out of the tunnel. And so God's protecting it for a certain time, and that time is mentioned here in Ron's 4th visit into the cave. He had some video equipment with him, and as I mentioned earlier, he set this video equipment there, and he noticed there was 4 angels in the cave, and they said, set up your video equipment, videotape what's going to happen here. He was stunned, but he set up the video equipment. They told him to reach in and take the 10 commandments out. They lifted up the mercy seat. He took the 10 commandments out. They set the mercy seat back down. He didn't know what to do with them. The angel took them out of his hand and set them on a shelf in the cave. And the angel said, when a mark of the beast law is enforced, the 10 commandments will come out and be shown to the world. And this video of this happening in the cave is there with the 10 commandments. Now, the angel proceeded. He said, take a sample of the blood that's on the mercy seat and have it tested in the lab. And the angel told Ron how to have it tested.
So he took the sample off the mercy seat, and he left the cave and took it to a lab there in Israel. First, they reconstituted it for 72 hours, putting it in a solution. Of course, at this time when he found it, it was just a hard, dark substance. They put in a gentle swirling solution for 3 days, and then he came back, and then he asked them to put it in a growth medium for 48 hours. These were the instructions the angel had told Ron. They said, you're wasting your time. This is dead blood. You know, putting in a growth medium, it's just going to waste your money. He says, will you do it for me? They said, okay, it's your money. They put it in the growth medium for 48 hours. Ron came back after that time. They took out the sample, put it under the microscope, and he asked them to look at the chromosomes. And they put it under the microscope, and they noticed that the blood was alive. That's the first stunning thing. This blood was alive. And you can only do a chromosome count on live white blood cells. And so they proceeded to look at the chromosomes out of the white blood cells, and they noticed there was only 24 chromosomes in this blood.
And there should be 48, of course.
There should, yeah, there should be 46. 20, you get 23 from one parent, 23 from
okay.
the other.
Okay.
Yeah, so in this case, there was 23 from Mary and one Y sex-determinant chromosome from God. All of his features would have been determined by the autosomes from Mary, but there were no matching autosomes from the father. This is proof of a virgin birth of a child who did not have a human father. And these Jews saw this under the microscope, and they said, whose blood is this? And he says, this is the blood of your Messiah. And they went crazy. They were screaming and pulling at their hair. And right before them, they could see the blood of the Messiah under the microscope, that he was born of a virgin birth. And it's just incredible, this evidence.
And well, so basically, in the interview I have with Ron Wyatt, he tells essentially the same story, which is the most incredible story. And basically, but then this was the most incredible man. And basically, we're dealing with things that are supernatural. I mean, these sort of things don't happen in the real world, but we're not dealing with the real world. We're dealing with the mystical world. And certainly, I believe that, you know, certainly Ron Wyatt was chosen for what happened to him by God. He didn't direct these things. He never could have come up with all of these amazing discoveries on his own. Don't you believe that that's true, Kevin?
Yes, there are miracles involved here. And if you believe in miracles, you can believe that God used one man to bring all these items out for public viewing. We don't see the Ark of the Covenant yet, but we will in the future. The other four major discoveries you can see. You can see the Noah's Ark, the exact length that's stated in the Bible, contains man-made, unique, high-tech metals that I was able to find, Ron was able to find. We had them tested in a lab, containing aluminum metal, titanium metal. It's the exact length to the foot as stated in the Bible. You see the evidence of the Red Sea crossing. The chariot wheels, human bones there, horse bones. This is incredible. How could one man find these things? And Sodom and Gomorrah, these were in plain view, but God covered the eyes of other men and allowed Ron to see Sodom and Gomorrah. Just amazing.
And really, Chris, one of the most interesting things is that there have been other people have gone in there to Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia. It's not a very safe thing to do, but they have done it. And basically, yeah. Of course, on the rocks there, you see the inscriptions, the pictures of the cows and all these other things that are there. They're inside. Of course, Bob Wire, the Saudis, of course, have surrounded it because they hate Christianity, and so they don't want people going in there, but you can actually see it, and other people have actually snuck in there. You can see, remember, of course, in the Bible, it tells us that the tops of the bill of the Mount Sinai were burned black, and you can actually see it's burned black. I mean, and you can even see this one stone there that's cleft in two, this great stone from which the water gushed out for many years. It doesn't anymore, but suddenly, the of course, children of Israel had no water. They needed water, and so Moses strikes the stone, and it splits. and the water comes out, and you can actually see where that was. Go right ahead, though, Kevin. You know the story better than I do.
Sure. And so, speaking of the Mount Sinai there, Herschel Shanks, who's the editor of the Biblical Archaeology Review, he was quoted in Newsweek magazine as stating that Jebel el-Lahaz is the most likely site for Mount Sinai. That's the name for this mountain, Jebel el-Lahaz, L-A-W-Z. He said that's the most likely site. That's pretty amazing. And Dateline NBC, they featured this same mountain. It's been on television. Other people have been out there and have seen the evidence. Vivica Punton, she got a job in Saudi Arabia, so she could do an investigation there of the mountain. And she actually went scuba diving at the Red Sea crossing spot, and she was able to locate chariot wheels on that side of the Red Sea crossing over on the Saudi Arabian side. And so, this is incredible. One man God used, and Ron said, and it was his own words, he said, God looked around and chose the most unlikely person to partner with to reveal these discoveries to the world. And so by God using one man to uncover all this stuff, that's evidence that God is involved, because one man could not have found all these things. It's through a series of miracles and the Holy Spirit leading that Ron was fortunate enough to find these discoveries. And
of course, we have a 4-tape set, and 2 hours of that are my interviews with Ron Wyatt. And certainly it's an important part of history. But most Americans will never hear about it. Are you able to go to Mount Sinai? Do you go down to where the Red Sea crossing covers? How can people get in touch with you and find out about the trips that you lead?
ArcDiscovery.com is our website. If they'd like to see more information about the discoveries, this is exciting information. It's life-changing. We have many people contacting us. They're so excited about this material, and it does change hearts of people out there. They see evidence. And what this is evidence that God is going to judge mankind in the future, the judgment of the living, and he wants to show everyone on earth this evidence. At some point, everyone will see this evidence. Evidence that Jesus was the Messiah, his blood, and these other discoveries which show that God is the judge. He judged them at the time of the flood. He judged the wicked at Sodom and Gomorrah, the same thing. At the Red Sea crossing, same thing. The wicked were destroyed, but God protected the righteous. And so we have a coming judgment in the future of mankind, and God wants people to sit down and think about how they're going to worship and who they're going to worship. And this is evidence that we're near the end of time. God wants everyone to see his truth. And he cares about these people of false religions that have grown up in false religions other than Christianity. He wants these other people to see evidence of the truth, and that they will come over onto the side of Christ and give their hearts to him and to God and have the Holy Spirit leading in their lives, and so that they can keep the Ten Commandments and do what's appropriate for the Lord. And so these are awesome times in which we're living, and it's wonderful to see this evidence that God is still in control and that he is leading mankind to the truth. And we appreciate so much what God has done with these discoveries.
When you go over there, Kevin, do you actually go to the site of Noah's Ark?
You can go to the Noah's Ark site. The visitor center is there with displays inside. You can go down to the Ark site and actually walk around the Ark and walk on top of it. It's 515 feet long, very large. But it's exciting to go there and to actually see it in person and to inspect it up close. That's very exciting. And,
I think it's amazing that the Turkish government has accepted this, and they actually have a visitor center there. But, of course, you're never going to hear this discussed. Everything it's done to disparage the fact that this is the real Noah's Ark. Is that correct?
That's true. There are a lot of critics out there, but a lot of them have a vested interest in looking over on Mount Ararat, and they're not quite ready to admit that they've been looking on the wrong mountain. This mountain is across the valley from Mount Ararat. The Bible mentions the ark came to rest in the mountains of Ararat. The name Ararat is the name of an ancient country, Urartu, that was in existence at the time when Moses wrote the Genesis accounts. And so the ark was to come to rest in the mountains of that country, Urartu, or Ararat. And it did. It came to rest on some mountains across from Mount Ararat. Mount Ararat is a post-flood volcanic mountain, and that's the last place where you want to look at it. But when we were there, last time I was there, Dr. Robert Mickelson from Georgia Tech was with us. He gives a three-hour presentation on the Noah's Ark site. He's a research scientist at Georgia Tech. There's Dr. Sally Brock-Tutin of Ataturk University. He's a promoter of the site. He was on the History Channel talking about the site and promoting it. So we do have scientists out there that do agree with it. And it's exciting to have them, you know, promoting this beautiful evidence of God's truth.
And how far are the anchor stones from the site, you know?
Yeah, they're about 10 to 12 miles away. They were cut off from the ark, so the ark could float freely, and the ark was able to kind of pull into this alcove of mountaintops and to be shielded from the waters, basically.
Okay, hold that thought. Our guest is Kevin Fisher. We'll be back to wrap up the program shortly. Well, Kevin, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie.
this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoyed the interviews with Kevin. But basically, of course, we have the interviews with Ron Wyatt I did before he died, and this is available in a four-tape set called Noah's Ark, and basically... you can just call and our 1-800-544-8927 number, 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for the four tape set on either Ron Wyatt or on Noah's Ark. It's a fascinating insight into this whole incredible story. You may want to get a copy of the program we did this evening, but this is not imaginary. This is very real. And other people have been there and they've taken video. And they are available. We used to carry them. Whether we still do, I'm not certain. But certainly you would always ask if there are videos or DVDs on this subject. Understand this is not imaginary. This is when the Bible comes to life. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. HIV war, because we are at war. There's a conscious, organized effort to destroy our belief in Christianity, and we're going to need that belief to sustain us during the difficult times that are rapidly coming. Now, this I want to remind you, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and basically we have over 50 outlets every single week. And we have to pay for them. Almost all of the programs we have to finance. And certainly if you'd like to help us do that so we can maintain and keep reaching people, not only across America, but across the world, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can advertise with us. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly subscribe to the newsletter. Whatever you can do, you can get the health products we carry, certainly the spices we carry, the cooking spices. And why do we do that? Well, because they help to subsidize what we do. And we love the spices. We've used them for well over 15 years ourselves. And we know the people who've used them love them. And so we offer that. Berkey products, the Miracle 2 soap products, and they all help to keep us going. And I think it's miraculous that for over 20 years we've been able to maintain our ministry and to awaken many people to the reality of the scriptures. And some have come into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what it's really all about. It's all about the realization we're involved in a spiritual war being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But the message of Christianity is true, and you're going to be seeing the fulfillment of the scriptures and the prophecies taking place very, very soon. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and you can listen to us there. Or certainly on a radio station, perhaps in your area, on shortwave, on the internet. If you have a KU satellite, KU band satellite, you can hear our programs. But most people listen on the internet, either live or the archive programs there. We keep them archived for 6 weeks. And we encourage you to tell others about our program. And you may very well be able to help change their lives to realization that all this talk about Christianity is not simply talk. It certainly is an introduction to the only hope any of us have as we move into a terrible, terrible time. And I fear that the financial structure of America is going to be destroyed intentionally. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know you can't keep spending $1 trillion a year more than you're taking in. It took the United States 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Barack Obama does that and much more every single year. And it goes to increase this. They want to destroy America and enslave our people. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow evening, we'll be back with you at the same time. Dr. Stan saying good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful. So fair, as we rest. from the mountains.